Well, we're back, and we're going to be talking with Dr. Michael Murray in a second. We're going to be talking about some of the things that you can do to reduce or slow down the aging process and improve your brain function, immune function. And before we do that, I just want to tell you a little bit about Dr. Michael Murray. Dr. Murray is the author of a number of different books, including the Encyclopedia for Natural Medicine, and as well, Dr. Murray has been a frequent contributor to the Health First Show. We're just waiting for him to phone back in a second. We just lost him, and we're going to be talking with him. But Dr. Michael Murray is he's a naturopathic physician, first of all, and started his practice in the United States and has worked in that area in helping, not only indigenous people where he started his practice in his training, but has helped people throughout North America work in the areas of diabetes. He's helped people work in balancing their blood sugar. He's an expert in the area of anxiety and depression and helping people in that area. And he's a fantastic researcher in terms of getting people to be able to move forward as a result of the work he's done in finding out what supplements, what will help certain conditions. Now, we're just, again, waiting for Dr. Michael Murray, and we just lost him, so I'm apologizing for this. But while we do that, why don't we talk about some of the guests that we will be having coming up?
You just called correctly, sir.
Actually, and we're going to go right to Dr. Murray. Dr. Michael Murray, welcome to the show.
Oh, great. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about, how you got into naturopathic medicine and, what some of your first experiences were that really changed, what you do today and how you do it.
Okay, very good. That could be a very lengthy discussion, so I'll try and just get right to it. As you mentioned, I'm a naturopathic physician, and I had a personal experience seeing a naturopath, and it changed my life and showed me a new way of looking at health and healing, and it just made a lot of sense to me. And so I fulfilled all my prerequisites to get to Bastyr University in Seattle, and as I started going through my education process, it occurred to me that if natural approaches to health and healing are based upon truth, that they should be able to be explained in current scientific terminology and view. And so I started collecting research articles from the University of Washington's Health Science Library. And one of the great myths out there is that natural approaches aren't scientific. The truth of the matter is, for most common health conditions, we can build a much stronger scientific case on the use of diet, lifestyle modification, attitude adjustment, and the proper use of dietary supplements than we can for many of the drugs that are in vogue. And it's over the last 35 years that I've gathered over 70,000 scientific articles which support the use of these natural approaches. And from this large database, I've written over 30 books, as well as been instrumental in bringing many safe and effective products to North America.
Your focus right now is on aging and helping people go through that process. What are you discovering and what are you finding in that area that people should be aware of?
Well, there's a lot of things to take into consideration. When we look at all the factors that are important in determining someone's ability to live a long, healthy, and happy life, it's really interesting. And what we learn is that everything is kind of woven together in the fabric of our lives that ultimately determines the quality of life and how long we do live. And all of these things are equally as important. It's just like your car. What's the most important part of your car? Well, you need everything. If you have a flat tire, the car can't drive. If you don't have any gas or your battery's dead. I mean, it's just, the same thing is true for our diet and lifestyle and attitude. All these factors, they kind of fit together in determining who we are and our level of health. In particular, we're learning how important our thoughts are, our habitual focus and the way we explain the events in our lives. These are critical in our ability to live a long and healthy life. And we're going to talk a little bit about diet and proper supplementation, but it really begins with having the right attitude and really valuing your life and valuing your health and making the right choices that will support your body, support your life, support your health. And that's what I'm discovering, just how important those little choices that we make every day are to really constructing a life that's full of health and vitality and longevity.
How little are these choices, and how big of a part do they play in our life?
Yeah, I mean, we make choices throughout the day, don't we? What we choose to think, what we choose to eat, what we choose to engage in, what we choose to focus on. These little decisions really are enormous in determining our level of health. And it's important to be kind of a guardian of your thoughts and your self-talk, and a guardian to make sure that you're making choices with your diet and your lifestyle and your attitude that are going to propel you to a higher level of health.
So, you know, if we're focusing on our thoughts first, you know, if we're focusing on our lifestyle, what about what are some of the other things that we need to consider?
Well, we need to get a good night's sleep. That's really critical. If you think about it, if you're not getting a good night's sleep, you're not getting fully charged. Your brain's not getting fully charged. Your ability to deal with stress is significantly reduced, and it's hard to be happy and energetic if you're not getting a good night's sleep. So, I focus a lot in helping people by helping them get a better night's sleep, and that involves kind of avoiding some of the things that impair sleep quality. Right now, probably the biggest contributor to poor sleep quality is not just too much caffeine, but too much sugar. Too much sugar, I think, is the one reason why most people don't get a good night's sleep. If we're on what I call the blood sugar roller coaster, it's hard to maintain sleep through the night. And if people are on this blood sugar roller coaster, they tend to get up 2, 3, 4, 5 hours after going to sleep, and then they have a very hard time getting back to sleep. That's because when their blood sugar levels drop, the body responds by secreting adrenaline and cortisol, and these hormones wake people up and make it hard to get back to sleep. So it's really important that people get a good night's sleep, and I think sugar is probably the key factor for most people that's inhibiting their ability to sleep well through the night.
What is the relationship between sleeping pills and longevity?
Yeah, that's interesting. What the studies show is that when people start taking these sleeping pills, these sedative hypnotic drugs, as well as over-the-counter sleeping pills, their life expectancy is greatly reduced. There have now been 19 very well done population-based studies that show when people start taking these drugs that it leads to an early death. Now that sounds really crazy, but the research definitely supports that. And we know that these drugs, they really interfere with the brain and the body's ability to get a good night's sleep. They put people to sleep, but they don't allow people to achieve those deeper levels of sleep. So people aren't getting their brain, they're not getting their body fully charged and energized. So it's really important that people stay away from these drugs. These drugs carry with them not only an increased mortality, but they are associated with a lot of immediate side effects. They interfere with brain function. They can lead to depression. They are long-term associated with a significantly increased risk for dementia. One 22-year study that was done in the UK showed a 320% increased risk in dementia. It's really important that people stay away from these drugs.
Dr. Murray, I've seen some, you know, some people claim that that you can extend life through, you know, looking at the body on a cellular level. What's your take on that?
You can look at life through looking at it. Yeah, you know, every cell is connected, and we are the sum of all these individual cells and much more. So there is some validity to that. And one area of research that's quite interesting these days in terms of health and longevity is looking at the role of the mitochondria in the cell. Mitochondria are these little compartments in our cells. They're actually a cell within this a cell. And these mitochondria are responsible for making chemical energy. So almost all of the energy that's made in the body is made by mitochondria. And there's actually a theory of aging called the mitochondrial theory of aging. And cancer is linked to decreased mitochondria function as well. So this theory of aging with mitochondria is that one of the reasons we age is that our mitochondria become damaged and they don't make enough energy. And without enough energy, our cells can't function properly and they can't protect themselves. So one of the hot areas in research right now is looking at ways in which to improve mitochondrial function. And what they're learning is just how important nutrition is in that goal. Nutrition is important, not only providing the building blocks and the fuel for the energy production, but also for the role it can play in protecting the mitochondria. So that's one of the reasons why many of the dietary factors that we're associating with improved health, such as the Mediterranean diet or eating a diet rich in colorful pigments from fruits and vegetables are so helpful is because these dietary practices are associated with improved mitochondrial function. The health of your cell is closely tied to how well that mitochondria is functioning. Because if the health of that mitochondria is good, it's going to be able to manufacture sufficient electricity and energy for that cell to function properly.
We're talking with Dr. Michael Murray. We're talking about you know, some key strategies for healthy aging. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be finding out more about what you can do to really slow down the aging process and have more energy.